show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hey Potters, it's Cliffo and Gabby. A lot of build up in the state yesterday, particularly for the northern half of the state, about a cyclone.
Yeah.
Kimmy. Didn't actually become a thing.
No, and for everyone who was super prepared, good on you, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
It's true.
Although, what a pain in the butt.
I will say, though, like, don't. It's a fine line between being really, really prepared and then panic buying.
Yeah.
And in some of the areas in the north half of the state, and don't get me wrong, the south half of the state
had storms too.
And experienced panic buying, particularly in the Brisbane area, like when they went into lockdown for 3 days.
Yeah.
But I feel like as Queenslanders, we're not setting a good precedent for panic buying.
No, we're not.
At the moment.
Like cyclones do not cause diarrhea. You don't need all the toilet paper.
And you can't even eat it. It's paper. All right. Anyway, hey, in our catch up today, we catch up with Nitzo again from Oz Cyclone Chasers. He explains to us why Kimmy fizzed out. So hang about for that soon.
Feels like Christmas was already months ago, doesn't it?
Doesn't feel
feels like
right.
So long ago.
Playing a Christmas carol?
No, it doesn't. But I'm pretty proud of myself because this year I managed to outweird my family when it comes to Christmas gifts. And I don't know when this started. I think it was my mum. But every year, everyone kind of does joke gifts. But they're always kind of useful or practical or fun.
I mean this in the most respectful way ever because I think, oh, there's so much love in your family. It's beautiful to see. But you're a bit of a weirdo and you come from a
I
can understand how you've turned out the way you are.
We're all very crazy.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's great.
The whole thing, like my poor partner, the first time he had Christmas with my family, he was shocked.
Yeah.
He did not know what to do with himself because we're crazy. And every year my mum gives us some kind of weapon in our Christmas stockings and we end up fighting each other around the house. Like one time it was a screaming flying monkey. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
But this
Nerf
year...
guns all around.
Actually, that was one of them. And a spud gun another time. But this year we all got into it and my dad, he got my mum some magpie bookends, but he labelled it from the magpie family because they feed magpies and they've got the magpies have babies. So we gave mum a gift from the magpie family. And we thought that would be the weirdest gift, but then I came along and there's a bit of a story behind this, but in Radioland, we sometimes get life-size cardboard cutouts of ourselves for different things. And I had one years ago that my mum was using in family photos. So if I wasn't there for the family photo, she'd put my cardboard cutout in the group so it looked like I was part of the birthday celebration.
It always looked a bit strange, though, because, I mean, well, you're 2D to start with when everyone else is 3D. But it could often be, like, a bit of a casual kind of get-together.
And then I'm all fancy.
Then here you are photoshopped in full, know, makeup.
Looking all gorge. Well,
but
my
albeit a bit flat.
My mum recently decided she couldn't use that anymore because my partner wasn't part of it. And it'd be really unfair if everyone was together except for Nev. So
and you're engaged now.
He has to be part of it.
He's part of the family.
If I'm part of it, he has to be part of it. So for Christmas, I decided to get her a life-size cardboard cutout of both Nev and I together. It was a hard one.
How do you do that?
Online? You can do anything online. You send them a photo, they do it for you. They sent it to my mum.
Full size.
I told her not to open it, just put it aside. And when she opened it on the day, I think this is going to reveal a lot about me. Because this is my mum opening the gift and realising what I'd given her. Can you tell where I get my laugh from?
Yeah. I don't know who's laughing.
Is I don't that, know if it's me or
Maureen. Is that Gabby or Maureen? I don't know.
North Queensland was bracing for a cyclone with Cyclone Kimmy off the coast, but...
You can't say it like that.
Nitzo from our Cyclone Chasers joins us right now to talk about what happened. How are you, Nitzo?
Hey, how are you guys? I think Kimmy was trying to get us to look at her.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Is it a sad day? Like, have you got a bit of this ringing through your head, Nitzo?
Oh, look. Bit of disturbed, yeah.
Yeah, bit of, you know, sadness in the weather community because Kimmy did turn out to be a bit of a fizzer.
Oh, she's a terrible fizzer. Yeah, look, there's a thing called vertical wind shear. There's where the upper level winds that get really, really strong. And what they do is they chop the tops off the storms for the cyclones. And when that happens, the cyclones, the air pressure at the bottom starts to rise, and so they start to weaken fairly quickly once that happens. And that started about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and the cyclone was pretty much done and dusted by about 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Wow. So what happens from here? So it's not even a cyclone anymore. It's an ex-cyclone. So Kimmy doesn't even exist. It's now a low. It just kind of, I don't know, disappears off into the atmosphere and becomes a normal storm. Is that what happens now?
Well, it's still a low, so it's still creating a bit of weather, and it's certainly still creating some strong winds. At the moment, those winds are just off the coast of Townsville, but the system's going to be pushing towards the northwest and still going to stay a low. It will be a weakening low as it pushes further northwest, but it's still going to be packing quite a bit of a wind punch on the southern side, so we're sort of expecting it to get quite close to Cairns by, say, Wednesday morning. And if you're just south of that system, there's still going to be winds of about 25 to 30 knots, so it's still not a great idea to be out on the water over the next couple of days in that Cairns to Townsville area just because of those winds.
All right, what about rainfall for the northern half of the state? Can we expect much?
Yeah, look, it's been fairly lean pickings at the moment because the system moved further southeast and obviously didn't hit the coast. So a lot of the rain's been offshore. What we're expecting as the low pushes towards the northwest is that the rainfall will start spreading northwest with it. So hopefully that will create some quite nice rainfall for the area between sort of Rolling Stone, just north of Townsville or Ingham, all the way up towards that Cairns, maybe even Port Douglas, Daintree area. So all of that wet tropics coast line is set to get some more shower activity and possibly even some heavy rain come Wednesday and maybe even to Thursday.
All right, some sleep-ins for you.
Yeah, no chasing today.
No chasing today. You're always so fantastic with the information when there is anything sort of weathery happening in our state. So Nitso from Oz Cyclone Chases, check them out online or check out their Facey. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
No worries.
Hey, everyone, it's Cliffo and Gabby. Just a reminder, tomorrow, live during the show between 6 and 9, it's Alpha Bucks Wednesday. So, well, between 6 and 8, that's the very vital period where you need to text us for Wednesday for free answers, Gabs.
Exactly. If you want those free answers, put this number in your phone, 04800 18400. That's our text line for you to text us to get those answers.
So, again, it's 04800 18400. Lock it in your phone for free Alpha Bucks in the morning or free Alpha Bucks answers for Wednesday at HIT. I'm 36 years old and it's taken me to the age of 36 to realise this. But the eyes are an amazing communications tool.
Okay.
You can tell more with someone's eyes, what they do with their eyes, than anything they're ever going to say. And I learned this. What made me realize this at the ripe old age of 36 the other day was the massive eye roll I got from a stranger the other day in the shopping center car park.
What'd you do?
Now, as a woman, and I want to put this situation out there, and I want women to call on 13, 10, 60, or blokes if you want to weigh in. So I look for opportunities to be a gentleman where I can, not just for my wife, but for women around me. So things like opening doors and, I don't know, I'll sometimes pull the seat out for my wife if we're at a restaurant, all that old-fashioned sort of stuff. I try to do that. And the other day, an opportunity presented itself. I was in the shopping center car park and I could see a woman. She just put a young child into the car, into like a baby restraint. And she was probably in her 20s. And she was little. She was smaller than me, say smaller than my wife. She was a littler lady. But she had in her shopping trolley one of those really big bags of dog food.
Yeah.
So she obviously had a really big dog. And she had to load it into the back of, it was like a dual cab ute. So she put the kid in the back of the dual cab and she's unloading the groceries and she's about to do the dog food. And I thought, oh, here's an opportunity to be a gentleman. So I approached her and I just sort of said, oh, would you like me to lift that in for you? And it's almost like time stood still. It was a really awkward moment. She looks at the dog food, then she looked at me. Her eyes rolled to the back of her head and she only said two words.
Ooh.
I'm right.
I'm right.
That's all she said. And I walked to the car feeling like crap, to be honest. I felt really crappy. And I started thinking to myself, in 2021, when it's all about gender equality, there's so much talk about that, and it is a very important thing. I want gender equality in this world for people. Like, I've got a daughter. That's what I want for her. And I was thinking, in 2021, is there room to be a gentleman? Or is what I did, was that an outdated action?
Yes.
Because she was clearly not impressed by my offer to lift the dog food into the ute for her. And I thought, have I done the wrong thing?
Well, the deciding factor for me here is, would you offer to help a man lift his dog food into the back of a ute?
Probably not.
Then no, it's not okay. See, I'm the person who would have rolled my eyes and said no. And I do that on a daily basis. Like, I was trying to open a jar of pasta sauce last night and I was struggling and my partner was like, oh, give it here. I'm like, no, I'm an independent woman. I can stand on my own 2 feet. And I got out my little jar, opened a doobie whacker, and I did it myself.
Did I do the wrong thing? Like, was it a bad thing that
That's
I did?
It's not a bad thing. It's not an unkind thing.
Because it came from a place of kindness.
Yeah, no, I don't think you had bad intentions, but I do think that it's outdated. That the idea that men need to help women is an outdated idea. And I think that maybe we have moved forward
from that. I'll be honest, it's hard for me to hear that because I like to think that I'm a man who does that. And I thought I was doing the right thing in trying to bring up, I mean, my son's only two, but I thought that's the world I wanted to bring him up in, where you help.
You're like, helping people, great. But if it's specifically something you would only help a woman with, that's outdated.
Okay, look, 13, 10, 60. Let's put it out there. Mm. Being a gentleman in 20, is that outdated? Is it an outdated concept to try and be a gentleman and help women? In 2021, is that an outdated concept?
Yeah.
That I, to be honest, have kind of been trying to live my life by. Or call us right now on 13 10 60 because I need your help. I put something out there just a couple of minutes ago. And it's, in a way, turned, I don't want to be over dramatic, but a part of my life totally on its head. Because I try and be a gentleman.
Yeah.
And just really briefly, because I told the story before, I was in the shopping centre car park and there was a woman, quite a short woman. She put a young kid into the back of a dual cab ute, strapped the kid in or whatever. And in her trolley, she had a really big bag of dog food. And I said, oh, can I lift that in for you?
Yeah.
And she said two words to me, it's fine. And rolled her eyes. And
like, I thought, oh, I'm capable, thank you.
Yeah, it's like I offended her. Mm. And I was a bit surprised to hear your reaction?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of...
And I don't disagree with you because I want to know what people think.
I'm the same as that particular woman. I don't want help. I'm very capable. I'm very independent and I like to think of myself as a strong woman. And so even when my partner offers help like that, I'm like, no, man, I can do this. Thank you very much. I am more than capable. I don't need a man to save me.
It's interesting because I thought... I mean, it's the world I grew up in, and I thought that's the right world to bring my son up in, like to be a gentleman and always offer that stuff to
women. But equality doesn't agree with that. Like, that goes against the idea of equality.
Is being a gentleman an outdated concept, or is there still room for it in 2021? Nikki in Toowoomba, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Nikki. What do you reckon?
Sorry, Gab, I've got to disagree with you, mate. If everybody's just gone now, like, I would give my right arm for somebody to help me with something. It doesn't mean that we're the weaker sex. It's just being a gentleman. And in my era, that's why we were brought up and that's how kids should be brought up today.
But isn't it seeing women as a weaker sex if you would only offer help to a woman and not a man in a certain situation? It is seeing a woman as weaker.
Oh, I'm sure it would have helped an elderly gentleman, an elderly man.
Still seeing him as weaker?
I mean, it's... Stuff his back up, not mine.
Well, it's interesting. And it is interesting. You do say there, Nikki, I mean, you know, it's how it was in your time. Mm. And I guess that's what I'd like to know going forward. We are coming into new times. Like, let's be honest, the world is more progressive now. Oh, like, the world has gotten more progressive in the last 5 years than it has in probably the last 50 years before.
Totally.
That.
Things are changing very rapidly these days.
So rapidly. Tegan on 13 10 60. What do you think? Is being a gentleman an outdated kind of concept in 2021?
No, not at all. I fully agree with you, mate. I'm 26 and I reckon if I was downstairs and I just put kids in the car and done a massive shop, I would love someone to help me put that one last thing that I don't have to in the back of my car. And as the previous caller said, like, if my nana was downstairs or my granddad was downstairs and, God forbid, couldn't lift something, I'm sure you'd be there to help them out.
Yeah.
I
agree with helping the elderly because as you get older, you do get weaker. That's just a physiological thing. So
yeah.
it's a bit
Gabby
different.
Have a point, Tegan? Like, should you, like, if I'm going to offer that to a woman in her 20s, should I make that offer to a bloke in his 20s as well?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could see if he's struggling or not. If he's having a hard time and he's got 10 packets of dog food, you know, go give him a hand. It takes 5 seconds extra. I'm sure he's got somewhere to be.
I love that. I love that. If you would help everybody, go and help everybody. But you'd only help women, then that's when your thinking's a little off.
Kumbaya. Yeah. Can we all hold hands and sing? We've worked it out. Yes.
Magical food.
Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes. Yeah.
We're Cliffo and Gabby food dudes. We're food people.
Second show in the year, and we're doing this for the second time. We love food that much.
I've maybe got another one for later on today.
Ready to go.
I'm all banked up with food dudes because, you know, it's kind of our passion. We're foodies. We love food. And I experienced something across the weekend, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to share this with everyone because it was genius. Have you ever heard of a COVID-safe cob loaf? So a COVID cob.
Definitely not, because cobs, it's all double dipping and people put their fingers in everything.
And it's all handsy.
That's not COVID safe.
Ripping apart.
It's like a buffet.
It's kind of the opposite to COVID safe, the cob loaf. And we've never really thought about it much. We were happy to be disgusting pigs putting our hands all over a bread
Pre-COVID, we were pigs.
Not a problem. But COVID cobs are now a thing. And I discovered this because my family and I went to a baby shower, but for everyone.
Yeah.
On Sunday afternoon. And the host served up cob loaves made in, get ready for this, dinner rolls. Those little dinner rolls. So they were baby cobs.
You all
were individual serves.
Got your own individual cob loaf.
Yeah.
That is an amazing idea.
And if you think about it too, the dinner roll is just a mini version
of that
big loaf that you buy.
Yep.
So the mum-to-be just ripped out all of the bread in the centre of all the
mini rolls.
Sterilised her hands first.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she wore gloves.
It's the only un-COVID safe part.
She wore gloves, surely.
And then, so you rip out the middle part, you make like a little boat out of it, and then you just put all of your filling, so your cheese, your bacon, your spinach, whatever you want to put in it, in the dinner roll, and you make yourself a COVID safe cob loaf.
I don't care if COVID disappears tomorrow. This is the way of the world from here on out. I never want a traditional cob loaf ever again.
I will be honest, though. The only thing I thought was with a traditional cob, they're so big.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the dinner rolls going, could be bigger.
It's not enough.
I can eat eight of those bad boys. The Hit Breakfast Show.